Oh, nice.
All right, we are live. How's it going, everybody? My name is Neo Drago, as always, and I am joined by, of course, my damsel in distress, Jolt, and some new members, Noble, Lando, and Toonie. Anybody want to go ahead and introduce themselves before we start?
Sure. I feel obligated to. Given I'm the most newbie. Well, who's the most newbie here?
Me.
Oh, well then Toonie should go.
Well, I'm Toonie. I'm a mixed breed of Arcanine, Mayenna, and Luxray. Basically a Hexafusion.
Okay. Anybody else?
I'm Lando. I'm a Space Husky. And I'd like to say hi to my boyfriend Tristan. Hey, baby. And I told him I'd shout him out, so he's probably, like, blushing his head off right now.
Hopefully everything's good. I'm trying to link to people, so just, Noble, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yo, so far I don't actually have a persona. I've sort of been playing around with a few ideas, but haven't made any permanent arrangements. I met Foxler back in 2008, and it's around that time when I joined the Raiders.
That sounds good. So recently, some things have happened that literally just happened not too long ago, which is the Furry Raiders Discord has been nuked for reasons we don't know. If anybody has any information, feel free to tell us. Anybody, Jolt, Noble, anything you can tell us about what's been going on?
I didn't mean to like interrupt anyone, but you're good. Basically, it was in the middle of when I was typing a message. Everything just it sent me over to my PMs, and the server was gone for my listings. Like, it didn't tell me, oh, yeah, you have been banned from this, and this. It just went poof, gone.
Bye. Same thing happened to me, Lando, as well. I was actually trying to type something in one of the local chats, and poof.
Yeah. It just vanished out of thin air. And yeah. Jolt's gone.
What happened to Jolt? Uh-oh, I didn't even realize he left.
Hang on.
Well, so it looks like... Yeah, for those of you who didn't know, and it's kind of been out of the loop, the Discord channel has been terminated. The admins right now are working hard to try and do something, try to get something together. So there is still hope for the possibly a Discord channel, possibly something else. Hey, Joel.
Hey, Jotian.
Sorry to interrupt, but there's been talk of switching platforms to TeamSpeak or Slack or something like that. I've heard speak of that, but no certainty yet.
Well, yeah, let's just I'm talking to the Raiders here. Everyone keeping high standards. We're working hard to make sure we all stay together. We will rebuild it if we have to. So, Jolt, do you have anything to comment about the whole Discord being shut or Discord server being shut down? Is Jolt okay?
He's internet crashed, so he may be out of action for a bit.
Okay, well, looks like Jolt's kind of out of it for right now, guys. Sorry about that. So, we are first of all want to talk about the events that happened at A&E. And our good pal Toonie here has happened to go. Is there anything you can share to us, Toonie, about what had happened?
Well, basically, it's just a normal con. No drama or anything happened. Except for a fire alarm, which go off.
Oh, don't worry. One went off at my con, too. It's like six in the morning. I'm fucking tired. I've had a little bit to drink. And all of a sudden, I just hear this. It just alarm goes off, and I'm like, someone is ruining my freaking beauty sleep right now. So I'm not really in a really was in a good mood. So we just went down. I'm on the 16th floor, right? There are now two jolts in this chat. What is going on?
Two jolty on. Oh, God.
Shocker, isn't it?
Jolt, you gotta do.
I am.
Yes.
Which one's the real jolt?
It's like the
1,000.
But anyways, Tuny, go ahead.
So, yeah, so basically, it was just a normal con. The only problem we had was the staff, not the staff of A&E, but the hotel staff, who wish they were strict on everything. Like, have you seen the meme that said, when the staff hears 0.00001 decibels, and the police car multiplied by 3? That one basically happens.
That one's pretty yeah.
And yeah, like, that's what happened like, with staff. Other than that, the con was very fun for me. I had post-con depression for about 5 days, And the events of the con, from what I remember, I met Danger Fox, which he's a cool guy. He taught me how to draw. I even met the artist that drew my icon. Well, not my favorite icon right now, but the one I use on Discord.
Oh yeah, I seen that one. That one's awesome.
Yeah, the one with the claws out, the red claws.
Right. Yeah. I seen that.
Yeah, I met her there. It's pretty nice.
That's pretty awesome, dude.
Yeah, and I even met Kiva. Well, not Kiva, but the one that animates FNAF animation. You know her?
The who?
I don't know. Someone who animates.
She does animation?
Yeah, she does animation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I met her, and she actually. Well, not signed, but she kind of signed some of my thing on my iPhone. Mm-hmm. Kind of like an autograph thing. And while I was there, I remember meeting Rabbit Valleys on how they publish books. And I didn't get to see any of one of interest, but other than that, it's very fun. Well, I don't know. That was on Friday. Saturday is when I go to the dance club.
Did you go to any whisper parties?
No,
unironically whisper parties. I wasn't at A&E, but I'm honestly curious. Were they unironically called whisper parties?
Yes, they were because at least I thought so.
Well, they have a bar.
Maybe they did host ironic, not unironic, excuse me.
Well, and they host, like, pepper, something called, like, pepperoni, like, fugitive persecution, and fur-free fries, something like that.
Oh, okay.
And the best part of Saturday is when I actually went to the Boston Commons and took pictures. Like, we're actually on the news.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty lit.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And what about, did you ever happen to catch how much was raised for charity and stuff like that?
It's about $21,000.
How many attendees?
About 2,500. No, 2,050. That's 2,050. Like, number 9 in the most attendees.
Oh my God.
That's not bad.
How was it?
This was their first con, wasn't it? Or their first time going?
My first time going to Anthro New England?
No. I mean, like, was this the first Anthro New England, or has there always been one?
Been one in Cambridge.
Okay.
You might be confusing A&E with Philadelphia. That was last year, and that was the first time they were in existence.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. I don't know.
Anthro New England existed back in 2014, so...
So it's fairly new, but it's not new at the same time.
Yeah. Okay. It's been around for about 4 years.
Okay. Well, I mean, there's been cons to where, like, they start out, and it's like, oh, well, only 700 people show up. That's the one I'm going to now, a lot more people know about it, so I'm expecting... at least 1,500 to go, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, I actually met Rika, but I didn't get Saturday number Jira.
Did he even go or no?
Go where?
To to A&E.
Yeah, I didn't meet him, but I heard, I talked to Rika, and she said that he was there. And the other guy who went with us, with me, mm-hmm. to England, he actually met with Jira out of suit. It said he's a pretty tall guy, like 6'5".
Oh yeah, dude. I actually met Margier. I got a picture with him, and he's a tall motherfucker. I will give.
Well,
him
there's like if I met him,
Margier challenge up there.
I see things like if I try to look for Margier, and things like if I actually met him, I challenge him to a duel, like a fake battle or something like that.
I just wanted to whisper in his ear and be like,
"Oh, Yu-Gi-Oh, dude."
I wanted to like whisper in his ear and be like, "You just had a picture with a raider," and then just walk away.
No, I just want to take a picture of
watch
him.
Watch his YouTube career just sink. Yeah.
No, I just want to take a picture of him, but he's like, he's lucky I'm not with around him. That's the thing. Like, he's lucky that I'm not around him. Or else he has a bad way.
Well, other than that, you know, I mean, he seems like a pretty nice guy. I don't know too much about, you know,
Marjorie.
I don't watch his stuff, so I don't really know. I noticed him, so I'm just like, oh, okay, let me grab a
picture. I kind of consider Rika his ex. I don't know. But other than that, I met Rika.
I used to watch his stuff when I was first getting into the fandom, and
it was tolerable at first, you think, and then now it just becomes this.
See, his vines were pretty good, I will say that, but other
his
than that...
His vines were alright, yeah.
Well, yeah, I also met Rika.
I'm trying to remember which one's Rika.
She's a blue fox with the yellow eye.
I can post in the Discord, yeah.
I don't know, but I didn't actually met her. She's in her Charmeleon fursuit. Like, you watch the game live... Like the A&E official YouTube channel, you watch the game live. She like the Gale or the audience. Gale. She pointed out that she played Pokemon Go and caught Charmeleon. That was Rika.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm posting a picture in the podcast Discord.
Okay.
Yeah, go on ahead.
There's still more, like. But Boston Park Plaza, everyone's playing Pokemon Go out there.
Ah, okay, I know who that is now.
That's who we're on about.
Yeah. So it was Saturday at Boston Park Plaza. Everyone was playing Pokemon Go, and also Leaf Furries walked out to take pictures. Everyone was taking pictures.
Pokemon. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, everyone's playing Pokemon Go out there in Park Street. Not Park Street, but the Boston Commons. And, yeah, they're just shocked to see Fergie just walk out and they want to take pictures of them.
I always find it funny when, you know, the non-furries, like, walk into a convention on accident and they're like, what the hell have I just walked into?
Yeah.
That happened at Furrydelphia.
Imagine that in the park, like Central Park, basically.
And just
imagine
like,
first in Central.
Just a double tree.
I will say this: people are like really tolerable about it. Like when it comes to like realize, like at TFF there were food trucks and there were people out there in suit with the food trucks, and I actually got to meet. Anybody ever heard of the Great Food Truck Race?
No.
It's a Travel Network TV show, and one of the trucks was actually on the show. Really, really good food, too. Oh, my God. Food truck food, if no one has ever tried that, I'm not talking to just people here, but anybody listening right now. If you have never tried food truck food, try it. It is the best
food
shit you'll ever have.
Awful.
Okay.
Mm.
Sorry, I got kind of put off by food truck food after I bought a roll that had mold all over it.
Okay, well, you gotta find the right ones.
I mean,
the only
one that I was tempted, I actually did go to was the one in New York.
But just basically, imagine first in the Central Park. That's what happens.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, everyone there was basically a furry.
The food trucks in Philadelphia, at least Center City Philadelphia, aren't awful, like it won't give you Ebola, but like go out to like West Philadelphia, out towards like the high hundreds in terms of streets, they get pretty oof, you know, they get pretty bad. moving right along.
Yeah, so yeah, Sunday.
Quite a fair little bit, though.
Yeah, basically, I didn't actually. Well, it is. In Sunday, it was basically nothing happened that much. Well, there were some events, like the first two games and the dances. Well, wait, this is Saturday. The other one was just singing stuff. Like, there was a video. Like, you want to watch the whole thing? It's on the Anthony England YouTube channel. It's pretty nice. And after that, yeah, basically, that's all of it.
Yeah. We kind of wanted to as well, like, did you hear anything about the line of complaints over that was pasted all over social media, like Twitter, like how the hotel security was overstepping their bounds or something?
Yeah, yeah. I heard about that.
I saw that, how they had to issue an apology
to the hotel, to the people, and how, like, people complained that the hotel staff were they hate furries or some shit like that.
Yeah, that, I just remember, like, even people who didn't even go to the con were pretty outraged about what was happening. I actually have a tweet from a few people that I screenshotted onto my phone.
What did he say?
I'm about to pull him up real quick.
Annie actually had a statement. Well, not really a statement. It was more of a tweet. You're heard. We're sorry. We'll make next year better because you deserve it. We promise. Hashtag Annie 2018.
Well, yeah. And, but since I live near Boston, I don't have to go to the hotel there.
Well, even then.
From what I heard, the hotel is very expensive.
Yeah.
If they were expensive, they should have at least been treating their guests with more respect than that.
Yeah, definitely.
Because if they go back to that con, it seems like, you know, something like that con could be really killed because of the way the hotel treated. And if, as I said, if they go back, it could kill the con.
Yeah, okay. I think really with conventions, it's the venue that makes the majority of the convention. Like, the David L. Lawrence Convention Center for Anthrocon, the thing is massive. That's why there's so many people saying, oh, I got lost at Anthrocon. You know?
Yeah, that would be true. I mean, I'd expect Midwest Fur Fest has got to move there very, very soon, or else, you know, the Hyatt Regency is just going to be, well, blown.
Well, yeah, it's like, Actually, it used to be in Hyatt, so yeah.
Oh yeah, this is the that's what I had confused, because this was the first year they were actually at that hotel.
Yeah, it was near Micro Center, so a lot of furries could probably buy you like game stuff or CPU computer shit.
Okay, so I got the tweets pulled up by someone named Tax Beast.
What did he say?
So, the Boston Park Plaza tweeted at Anthro New England and said, "We are sorry to see." What's up?
Think you can try screen share?
This is on my phone. I don't really have any way to screen share that unless I bring in my account.
That's fine. Go on.
But it says, "We are sorry to see that attendees seem to have experienced challenges during the convention. We encourage attendees to DM us with their name and contact information. We'd be happy to explore their specific concerns further. Thank you." And this guy, Tax Beast, I applauded after reading this.
Tax tweet? Did he tweet that?
Yeah, Tax Beast like went on like a long rant towards the hotel. Like, so it starts off with, "Your hotel issued several noise complaints on myself and other guests who had little noise even happening. Me playing my TV at a reasonable volume was deemed worthy of you issuing a complaint. It felt like you were purposely trying to evict guests as the weekend progressed. Your company holds and manages a very presentable hotel. Please be mindful, however, during conventions that we should not have to ironically host whisper parties out of fear of being kicked onto the street, especially when many of us have days before our flights arrive. Your maids also gave us biohazard bags as an insult to our cleanliness. We kept our floors clean, trash disposed, and clothing in specific locations. You had the audacity to make us feel like we were unclean and unworthy of having our room serviced. When a company insults our level of health based out slowly on association of a fan base, it's extremely difficult to feel like we're in a positive environment and that we want to come back to. How would you feel if people called you dirty when you're on vacation trying to enjoy yourself? The actual host of the convention was perfect, and you failed as a company to treat us with respect instead of you treating us like children, and got aggressive when others spoke up and make things feel more fair for paying guests. My friends and I spent hundreds of dollars each trying to make a good weekend with people we sometimes see once in every few years, and your treatment to many of us made it feel like we were being pushed for doing so. Excuse me. The fact that there's a contract between this convention and your hotel, you need to analyze and figure out a reasonable explanation. Or expectation, excuse me. There were over 2,000 guests, and you acted like we're not worth your time or investment. Your security team called an attendant goat fucker, and many other security members muttered hurtful terms to each other about us while passing many of us in the hallways. You should be ashamed. And basically, he finishes up with, while we appreciate your company allowing us to occupy the space to hold the event, you need to treat us with respect for renting out and using your facility. Please understand that we don't want to attack you. We want this convention to do well. Let's work together on this. Any thoughts on that one?
That's a very, very,
amenable post. Yeah.
Sorry it was so long, but you know, it was a pretty long
ballot. Personally, I think a post like that demonstrates like how big the problem was. You know, you don't make a post like that when there's no problem to be had, unless like you're just doing that just to create drama.
And it's like people like Boozy Badger even got involved with it.
Yeah. So, who's Boozy Badger again?
Some badger guy. I don't know.
Famous?
Probably.
Okay.
I wouldn't call him famous. What's up?
He was at Philadelphia. He had a show there. He's kind of like the Uncle Kage Alkali guy, except he doesn't run a convention or is on the board of a convention. At least I don't believe. Don't quote me on that.
Okay. Now,
I know there's a lot of people out there who, you know, they give us a bad name, but there's more issues in the fandom than just, you know, having to deal with us, which, you know, why I find it bullshit that our Discord server got shut down.
Yeah, that,
I mean, if Discord has its reasons, at least they should have given us a warning. I know a lot of people do have a lot of issues with us as well, but, you know, sometimes we just got to do our thing and we got to continue moving forward. But with a hotel being... I'll finish this off real quick. With a hotel treating a convention like this with guests, you know, what does that tell you? That tells you that, you know, if we as a whole are treated like scum. I mean, the furry fandom in a whole was kind of created for the social outcast and a lot of things like that. So when society looks down on this fandom, it treats us like we're straight up trash. They've already pushed us aside once, at least a lot of us aside once. So why look down at us when we're just trying to do our own thing with our friends that we don't ever get to see, but maybe once or twice a fucking year? And you know, I'm sorry. I'm trying to get this said as quickly as possible and as clearly as possible.
Yeah, it's all right.
Okay.
I mean, what do y'all think?
Look at what? Think of what?
Think of the hotel treating, you know, the convention, or, you know, society treating us like, you know, we're just straight up the lowest scum of the earth.
No, I think it's from time to time of doing, like, exposing ourselves as being freaks, I guess. I guess that's why. And sometimes the media's fault as well, since they kind of portrayed us that way, from stereotypes.
Yeah.
I think personally, and I don't mean to cut anyone off. I think personally, humans naturally fear what they do not understand, right? So as long as people still just don't understand the fandom, they'll keep being afraid of us, and anger and hateful comments comes of fear. It's a byproduct of fear.
It's not like hateful comments like fur fag or shit like that. You know, that stuff doesn't bother me. It's, you know, society. I quote True Griffin on this because I remember seeing this. They need to go fuck themselves because you've already pushed us aside and this is what you've basically created. So, you know, so what if we're not the norm? You know, even technically the Raiders aren't the norm of the furry fandom. The furry fandom, you know, has been a certain way for many years. And we see it now changing to something that it just isn't what it used to be, which is why I've created, you know, make furries great again.
Like the 90s era furries, like proto furries.
Well, classical furries that, you know, they see themselves as their fursona, or, you know, the fursona is a. Their fursona is an extension of their personality, or, you know, they have multiple fursonas for multiple personalities. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, you'll have your fursona for your edgy side, or you'll have your fursona for, like, your happy side, and, you know, just stuff like that.
Yeah, that's what my fursona is based off of, with the Pokemon, well, and my character based off of me, like, me being edgy. Which is black and red. And I like Pokemon. So I grew up playing Pokemon. So I like Pokemon.
I have a fursona designated specifically for shitposting. So, I mean, your fursona could be anything.
I mean, sorry. Oh, go ahead.
With the whole convention thing, I'm sort of getting a little worried. Over time, I've noticed that there's been things going on in convention halls. And as different locations are being used, I'm starting to wonder whether or not some of these convention places have their own little group area and they're discussing all their information. When something happens here, something happens there. So eventually, furry events may end up getting banned from going to particular conventions the more this sort of stuff keeps going on.
Like, are you talking about, like, the whole, like, RMFC debacle, or are you talking about, like, conventions talking with other conventions or hotels talking with other hotels?
There's some other events that occurred recently. My concern is that convention halls may be paying attention to the news, or they may have their own little group areas.
Well, technically,
making A&E notifications was on about.
But it was showed positively on the news instead of negatively.
Okay, I was just making sure Joel was still here. I didn't really notice if he's been pretty quiet.
Still good. Yeah, so
My whole concern is about furry cons getting banned completely from these convention centers and hotels.
Oh, actually, no.
That's just because of drama.
Well, actually, the furries got on the news. On A&E.
Yeah, see, the thing about the cons, you know, a hotel, like, think of Rainforest. Hotels talk. And, you know, there could be a horrible future for something like this coming ahead, but, you know, we never know what could be going down. You know, we just gotta kind of have to hope and pray that nothing happens.
Yeah, and also, I think I don't mean to cut you off, Neo.
No, you get it. I was done.
Yeah, I think the furry fandom, though, does have, like a few faults to it. Like Rainforest, for example. The drug problem was massive.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Hey, what happened in Rainforest? Why did you shut down?
Yeah, Rainforest had nitrous oxide problems. They had, like, there was this, I believe it was something to the mention of like 100 nitrous oxide canisters, like whipped cream cans, just laying around.
I will say this, what didn't happen at Rainforest?
Exactly.
That's the best way I can put it. Like
I don't know, I'm not new, I understand the whole thing yet. I'm new to the whole Rainforest thing.
Oh, okay, so do you mind if I just lay it out for him real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes.
Yeah, So what happened at Rainforest is that, well, first there was the drug problem, which is the most commonly referenced problem, where someone overindulged in mushrooms and needed an ambulance, someone got overly drunk and needed an ambulance. There's enough ambulances there to, like, populate a small town. There was...
Like 16 ambulances?
Yeah. Hmm?
Like 16 ambulances?
Just a lot. I don't know how many, yeah, but I
don't know the exact number, and I don't want
I remember to say on my old number. I remember on my old Twitter I was seeing a lot of things. It's like, oh, it's not a fairy con without an ambulance or two showing up.
Yeah. Yeah. There was that problem, and then there was the Crinklers problem where a bunch of diapers thought it'd be a cute idea to go outside to go in public areas wearing nothing but diapers and like a shirt on. I shoot oh, you God. Not that happened. Yeah,
I shoot you not.
That
nice
did, yeah. Excuse the pun.
Wow, I was hoping you wouldn't go there.
No. What else could we say? I poop you not.
It's not well. It's in Washington State, anyways.
Guys, remember we can't say shit. We might get demonetized.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
what
this
else
is a PG-13 chat.
Yeah, but what else is there that happened besides
yeah,
the
there was,
diapers?
There was the drugs, the diapers being thrown in public yeah. places, people shitting in their diaper.
What?
Yeah.
Story that rumors about glory holes being drilled into the hotel stalls.
Yeah.
They destroyed the pool. Shitting in the
How
pool, pissing in the pool. Just a lot of shit happened.
Oh, God.
And then there was the letters that was sent out to almost every hotel within the Seattle area saying exactly what happened and urging them not to host Rainforest, and that's what killed them off eventually.
And the funny twist is the same person that was writing the letters was the same person going around in diapers.
Putting diapers on cars, yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but yeah, that's what...
I don't know. That just made me...
The best way I can say... The best way I can say is look up the internet historian and he can give you all the details about what happened.
Yeah, that's where I got most of my information.
That's where I got my information too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he lays everything out exactly as it happened in chronological order. It's a very well put together video.
It's really, really good. Can you
link it to me in my Discord?
I can. Just
okay,
While we're still on the topic of conventions, though, there was some other surrounding drama because a few other conventions that have been cropping up, and
like
one that's been going on has basically hit a sour spot right now.
What is it then?
Califer
2018.
What happened? They got swatted. I don't know why I heard they got swatted.
No, yeah, they did get swatted last year, actually, but the event still proceeded, at least after a security cost. Yeah.
So, I mean, this is what kind of happens when you host a convention in California, but, you know.
I mean,
California,
I didn't expect a lot of things to have just basically flown in their face. Like, mm-hmm. all of a sudden, Peter arrives right next to their on-premises, and out of fear,
Peter?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yes.
People for the ethical treatment of animals. Why did they get involved?
Wait,
what?
Because then, out of a scare, yeah, Califer needed to pay for a little bit of extra security, which they did, and ensured a smooth running of the convention.
Rip or monetization.
I thought that was at Anthrocon.
No, that wasn't. I was at AC, and that did not happen. Like, the Dorsai were fine. Like, the Dorsai were about as average as they got in terms of security.
So what did they show up to do, then?
What, the Dorsai?
No, just with, PETA coming after the furry fandom.
I don't know. They just decided to do what they always tend to do, I presume, which is
what
protest.
They think what they
and
think
protest
the,
more.
The fur is made out of real fucking...
Yeah, and they basically think that furries are infringing on animal rights. But animal rights.
What,
we're,
the animal think they're humans as well?
Okay,
animal
hold on.
Rights.
What?
Like what? You might think it is. The only thing they're probably fan of is a Zoom file thingy.
Oh, no, no. There's been one where I've seen... What the hell is with my Google?
Animal rights.
Yeah, there was one incident with Peter where they asked whether or not fursuits were made with real animal fur.
Obviously,
where do you get pink zebras? Come on, man.
Here's the thing. The convention actually penned a post regarding the whole sequence of events, and yes, they did get swatted. And the convention hotel basically saw them as too high risk.
I'll put it up
the post for you guys.
There it is. It's on an archive site because they actually took that down. Califer removed that from the Tumblr page.
It kind of was an older. But skip forward to all of that, and today the venue does not want Califer back.
What? For what reason? Is it
They said, Califer said on their Twitter that because on their thanks to last year's events, the venue just said they didn't want them back.
Nope.
Oh, they're scrambling to find a new hotel right now.
Oh wow.
Yes, that would be the case.
Thanks, Peter.
See, my thing, why does PETA gotta ruin everything?
Someone has to.
PETA ruins everything.
Well, I thought that was the communist job to ruin everything.
Oh, yeah, true, actually. Never mind.
Anyways.
To move on from that, though, there is another convention that is starting up in, I believe it was New Jersey, and it was basically the subject of an internet campaign to basically shut it down because my organizer is a racist.
How he a racist again?
Because of some apparently hateful comments that he posted in a public Telegram about the convention.
Wait, are you talking about the guy that got shut down at TFF?
No. There was a convention that Brad Fox basically wanted to start a convention up in New Jersey, I believe, and then
it got shut down because of
It didn't get shut down. Yeah, it just basically got in a typical Twitter spat.
Oh, as always.
Okay.
Nice.
And over there, when you really really read about it, there's a couple of interesting trends too to notice. It's there's been a rise in ghosting conventions. And
what's that?
Basically, where you
it's
just
basically when you go to
the stick around the lobby and not bother paying for registration or a badge.
Yes.
Wait, but so you just inside, stay in hotel?
Technically,
you just don't
the lobby
go to panels. Around the con.
Yeah, you can't go inside the sanctioned events like the dances or anything.
Yeah, because they actually check badges there.
So you can't go to the dealers then. I know, those not just stay in con, do nothing.
You can just stand around and meet the people. But other than that, you can't really
go do activities like dance or stuff like that.
Yeah, no, nothing. Ghosting is generally very looked down upon, and I can see why. It's pretty scummy, honestly.
Just pay, it's even not that much for a ticket. Most cons,
a single day ticket is not that much.
Yeah, a TFF ticket was $55. That's just a normal starting off ticket. Then it jumps to $150 for a sponsor, then $200 for a super sponsor.
The thing was, though, the sentiment behind this, though, the guy says ghosting is kind of done because furries aren't exactly after the sideshows, so quote from the guy who wrote the post, but rather the friends,
That's what I did most of the con, is I just kind of went around and made friends. I did some events, I did karaoke, I did the dances, of course, stuff like that.
Sorry. Keep going. Yeah, sorry, I cut you off.
Oh, no, you're good. I didn't really see many people ghosting. I mean, I saw people come in and, just one person. I know I don't know sign language, but when someone holds up their pinky and their thumb and they tilt it towards their mouth, I know what drunk means. And there basically was like, the girl was like, in sign language, what the hell are these people doing? And it's like, the other guy that was deaf was like, these guys are drunk. We're drunk. And a lot of us were, don't get me wrong, but
yeah.
Other than that, go ahead.
At Anthrocon, I did not go to a single panel. That was actually my first convention, and I did not go to a single panel. All I did was go to room parties and to the raves. That was about it.
Well, that's a waste of money.
I mean, it was still fun, though.
Yeah, it's still fun.
Time. Yeah, Scorch, you actually do have a good point. They are creating ghosts. If they are starting to ban first, such as the Raiders, and then guess what? All Raiders can do is stand around and wait for their friends to meet their friends who are attendees. That is actually a really good point, Scorch.
Yeah. They actually do more harm than good.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, if they're going to just sit there and just ban us, you know, what's to stop them from banning, I don't know, someone like Margera or Fox Amore if he slips up and says one little thing?
Well, because they have a public figure. They have a public following. That's the thing that's keeping them from getting banned.
Because they're popoofers?
Yeah, exactly.
Basically, pulling them is going to
cause an outrage and the comic of the economy shutdown stuff.
I mean, just think of Jason FX. I mean, he started his podcast, The Cuck Shack, which is a really good one. I don't know if you're like, you could publicly say, you know, other people's podcasts, but I'd say go check his stuff out. It's really good. I really enjoyed listening to it. And he's been getting a lot of shit lately because of, you know, the name of the podcast, which is called The Cuck Shack.
Why you call it Cuck Shack anyways?
Why not?
What bunch of cucks?
Why did we call it?
Well, it's not better than Nut Shack.
At first, like, when he had a censored version of it, I thought it said The Fuck Shack.
PG-13, remember?
PG-13.
Regarding the Cuck Shack was that it apparently got advertised on Fur Affinity as a click on advertise, you know, on one of their
banners. Yeah, that's right.
And it created a Spurcast on Twitter.
Oh yeah, because you know that's the thing about these people. Inside joke. Okay, I didn't know it was a inside joke, but I still think it's a funny name.
Yeah, it's pretty lit.
But the thing about being a, and I fucking hate this word, and I will admit this every time I say it, any kind of popufer, they have more eyes on them than anyone else. I mean, I was a little flattered that I was noticed in the pod from doing the podcast. Shout out to Dio, by the way. Thank you for noticing me, senpai. So yeah, no, like I was gonna start a one-on-one, and I asked her, I was like, "Hey, do you mind jumping on? I'd like to talk with you one day." Basically, spurged out at me, which you know, I wasn't really that surprised.
Like, did she scream at you or call you Nazi and stuff?
She called me a neo-Nazi.
Oh,
no, you I'm kidding. Nazi. Yeah, no.
Did she scream?
No, she was just like, why should I jump on if all you're going to do is spur greater stuff at me? I was like, no, this is an interview. This is an interview. Why would I
interview? Totally.
This has, like,
what I do on my own time, on my own YouTube channel, has nothing to do with the Raiders. I mean, if you look at my YouTube channel, it is nothing but stupid shit posting, like, half of the time.
Same with Twitter.
That's me in the Raiders chat.
I don't know. I don't know why I got on the Alfred block list, but maybe I had to find interaction with her, with showing her my deal face.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
But that aside, oh, wow. I lost my train of thought. Whatever. Anyway, to cut Poppy Furs, you know, they have more eyes on them, so it takes one slip up. It's like a, say, Katy Perry said nigger, you know. That's one. That's we only one got two more. Yeah.
Yeah.
We got two more.
Two more what?
Save them. Two more, we lose monetization.
I honestly think we should not use the word at all, but then again,
yeah, no,
that's my...
Sorry. Why did you say
N-word?
Because N-word's not as fun.
Well, yeah, I know it's not as fun, but I think that YouTube is... You know what? You should be...
I'll bleep it out.
Monetization.
Okay, fine. What if Katy Perry said the N-word? Okay, it'd be that much of a...
They will create their own purity spiral and Katy Perry will simply be thrown under the bus.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the same thing with Poppy Furs. You know, if they slip up one little time, it could be anybody in the fandom, not just, you know, people like Margera.
Marika or Telephone.
Yeah,
and Caro.
Or though, like, the nature of the thing is, though, like, these days... I think mob justice has basically become the order of things, and it's absolutely not good.
Mm-mm.
Unfortunately, I have to agree with Jolt on that one.
No, it's like it's just the mob mentality thing is just it. Oh shit! I just unplugged my headphones. Hold up.
Okay.
There we go.
Essentially, yeah, the whole mob mentality is like who determines, you know. Whether it's, this was a case of justice being served.
Right.
I remember when PewDiePie said the N-word on a live stream, and he
basically
got...
came to 9/11 of YouTube and internet, right?
Wait, what?
Yeah, no, I was zoned out on that one. What?
So it's basically when PewDiePie said the N-word, it basically came to 9/11 of the internet, right?
Yeah, basically, like he has what he's the most subscribed YouTuber on
the platform.
I would say on the planet.
Well, facts. Well, in alien watch him and ants watch him. He has like over 7 billion views.
He How's has that possible? 60 million subscribers, and he still gets millions of views on every video. So I mean, people still watch him. What Same thing it? With Nigga Higa. Y'all know of him, right? The How to Be Ninja, yeah. How to Be Emo Guy.
How to Be Edgy, yeah. That's a favorite video of him. Because I'm not trying to get very edgy myself.
Francis is a filthy Frank, my lord and savior.
Rest in peace.
What happened to him? What happened to him? He died, or... Wait, he actually died?
No, he's not just quit doing comedy.
He just quit comedy. Yeah. Okay.
No, but there are rumors going to... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's fine. He's basically I call him the Deadpool of YouTube because he's kind of like our anti-hero, right? Like he's Saint Francis of the Filth, but you know when he never gets any backlash anymore because we all just know he's just gonna make one massive shit post about it and still have. The incredible fan base that he has. And then Joji will adamantly say, my comedy is different than my actual personality. My comedy is just for shitposting and being edgy. And
yeah, no, like
Joji... I'm sorry.
I was going to say, George, he... You know, he's a total different person when it comes... Like, people like H3, Max, Mofo, iDubbbz, have all said, you know, he's a completely different person when it comes to being George. But when it comes to Filthy Frank, you know, everything's on the table. Like, he'll make fun of anything, everything, and by all means, you know, go after it. The first video I ever watched that was Filthy Frank was the Weeaboos video. Still today, my absolute favorite video.
It's a very soggy maze Weeaboo, which is like famous internet stars like Chris Chan and Justin RPG.
And even then, you know, his pink guy music is still pretty good.
Yeah, it is very entertaining.
Other than that, which kind of brings me to my next point, you know, talking about all these different things. What do you guys think about the platform of social media nowadays going towards, you know, on the furry side, because I know, like, you we're starting to get more of, like, a mixed view on things. You know, we have the alt-furry block list, we have
stuff like block that. List.
Yeah, I think part and parcel of it is that, so in the general twist of it is social media has kind of caused a fair bit of negative stuff in the furry scene, but yeah, the trend is, though, like, even all the big tech companies, yeah, they're not. They're basically leaning to the side.
I think, and Uncle Kage said this in his Furry User and Everything panel. He said, we are our own worst enemy, and I think that's very true. Because seeing the kind of shit that gets posted by some of the furries, by some furries, not the majority, I'm not going to say the mass majority, because actually, the mass majority are pretty typical when it comes to things posted on social media. But when you get to things like controversial topics, etc., you can start to see how we are our own worst enemy, because we'll just get... Well, some furries will get absolutely outraged when someone has a different opinion than theirs.
That's basically you see that reflected in the real world as well.
Yeah, exactly.
And essentially, furry has also caught. It's also been in and around the furry circles too. Like, even in and out of Twitter. Yes. And they're also, like, one simple disagreement just results in a lot of, in, you know, people mobbing you, blocking you, putting you into a containment list. The list goes on and on. And you got to realize, what kind of angle are they putting when they do this?
Yeah, what kind of light are they shining the furry fandom with, you know?
I mean, like, a lot of people already viewed furries as being leftist degenerates, so.
Yeah.
That's basically their own issue, and that's the reputation furries built for itself in this day and age.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. It circles back to that quote I said, we are our own worst enemy, you know?
But the thing was, like, furry just had none of the guts to kick out the problem sources. They had none of the will to address the elephant in the room. They just continued sidestepping it for God knows how many years, and look where it's got them. We're basically the heart and soul of the fandom is essentially dead.
Well, so where'd Neo go? His mic's off.
He had to go somewhere for a little bit.
Okay.
Sorry, I just wanted to prop in here for a bit. A lot of people seem to assume that the furry community itself has, like, a structure to it. It's organized. There's, like, a dedicated group. That's not true. It's always been a bunch of small groups getting together and doing whatever.
I mean, part two groups in the furry fandom by now, probably three.
Oh, no, the furry fandom's made up of multiple groups. I mean, you could have a group of just two people. You can have a group of 1,000. Doesn't matter.
I know, but I'm part of, like, three groups. I know.
Oh, okay. Sorry. But effectively, there is no, like,
hierarchy.
There's no, like, Illuminati behind it. There's no
lizard. Like, we would treat, like, the populace, Papu first, as, like, the president or the king.
As lizard people that run the secret Illuminati behind it.
So a good example would be LOLSEC or Anonymous, those groups sort of sprouting up and going through all that sort of stuff. People are going to start assuming that, oh, hey, furry raiders or this group or that group, they're just here to cause trouble. Nothing but trouble. You know, unfortunate part is you get one person or you get a small group of people that find a group, they don't like them, they decide to attack them, and they do anything and everything they can, no hold bars, no rules. And that's what we're seeing, not just with the Raiders itself, but with other furry groups, with a lot of the furry cons. It's just
you see the angle that they're taking, and in the first instinct you're getting is like they're trying to consolidate power over these spaces and the community, and they don't want to let it up. Like, even in no matter which case you make for both social media or whatever, it's still the same case for both physical space, social media.
Yeah. You know, and also it relates back to where most conventions do all their PR. You know, for example, Anthrocon doesn't get its attendees, it doesn't make announcements about the convention, it doesn't do anything on anywhere but social media.
It's a niche dingo too, as well, and yet, all the same, when you do say PR, I think a lot of them is basically image putting out a certain image that they have to basically hide from a lot of people. It's half also damage control, and it's half also, you know.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I am back. I am super sorry. I had to run to the restroom real quick.
Welcome back.
It's okay.
Yeah. But, you know, I was listening in, and yeah, with there are different groups in the fandom that are, you know, we are, let's see, we had, before the Discord got shut down, like 270 people.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and like...
Yeah.
And me and my buddy, you know, we are... our own little group. I mean, all we do is kind of just go around. Like, all I do is go into his house and we hang out for a little bit. You know, he's the same person I went to the con with. I don't know many, like, I live in such a small area that's, you know, everyone's kind of, like, the closest, like, city I live near is Austin. And, this is me personally. And Austin's maybe about an hour away from me, depending on what route I take. Like, if I take the toll road, it might be a little bit shorter. If I go straight directly into Austin, you know, I'm going to hit traffic, obviously, and then it's going to be a longer trip. So, you know, there's groups down in Austin that do different meets, and I would love to go to them. But other than that, you know, I got to do what I can. So just having one person to hang out with all the time is amazing.
Yeah.
I know.
You know,
how long has the show gone for the time being?
Hmm?
Literally, how long has the show gone for? I basically must have missed a few minutes while I was scrambling to get back into to launch.
We've gone about 58 minutes now. I know some people have been had asked a couple questions. We have a question from Potato Hole in the chat. What are the next cons we plan on going to, and would we be able to meet everyone?
It's basic. Most of the time, we basically go to cons on an individual basis. Like, we don't. There's no really formal way of organizing, but you know. But for people in our group, we basically try and link people together so that they can essentially, you know, meet up in physical space, like. Like, case in point as well, like, you know, TFF, you met Dragon Sorcerer.
I also met another person. I think it was Eddie. I could be wrong, and I'm sorry, yeah. Eddie, if you're watching.
And we know too, we did Anthro New England, where we did, you know, Cooney, you basically got to meet Avira.
The candy corn box.
Yeah.
I also met our furries too, like Rika. One face furry.
Yeah, it was just a bum deal. Avira couldn't make it to the show. We would have.
Well, yeah, I would be his like replacement or his substitute.
Nah, you did great so far.
Yeah, that's not my hotel. The thing is that I don't go to the hotel there because I live close by to it.
I wish the Raiders made it down to Furrydelphia this last year, but I know about the PR problem.
Like what? So what's a PR problem?
Parking problem? Public relations problem.
Oh.
Yeah, public relations. It's a business thing.
Yeah.
Should we start our own con? Like
in time, we'll have our own spaces, we'll have our own events, we'll have,
yeah, have our own cons.
A lot of things under our own umbrella too.
Like,
that's the plan going forward.
If not a con, then I'm just a straight meetup. Because I know.
We've done meetups we can do in space. Yeah. That's how things start.
I mean, there's one that goes on that's after Furry Fiesta called Furry Siesta, and that's just a straight meetup. You know, there's no like artist alley, there's no dealer's den, there's no. It's just you get a hotel room, and it's basically just like mid TFF. Is the best way to say it.
Okay.
So we have another question from Scorch. So when will the furry culture as a whole finally decide to pull its resources to establish its own private clubs in favor of maintaining its own policy instead of being subject to that of another?
Look, the law of, you know, you this is basically one of those things you leave in the so-called the furry free market, if I may, you know. Use. That sort of term, basically.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, the way I'd put it, sorry to interrupt, we're not that well organized.
Yeah, and essentially, like, a lot of the head honchos, too, just...
I mean, we were more organized. We're more organized than Alt Furry.
Factual information.
It looks like some things are going on pretty soon. We kind of need to wrap this up pretty soon.
I mean, the circumstances surrounding this were definitely unfavorable, and you know, this is the show you got to sell with people. I mean, let's kind of recap this just before we wrap this up, though.
So you know, Discord guys, we're starting to work more back on it. At least the admins are. I can't say that you know, I am.
But... Yeah, I will. We'll get to work on that. But you know, in essence, though, it's just I know Anthro New England was basically it was a fun place. Then it was largely you know, it went off without much of a.
It was a fun place, but the hotel was just a problem.
Yeah, I know this is really overbearing, and other than that, though, the two. I think at this point, though, the convention's in trouble. We'll keep an eye out on, too. Like, I mean, either Califur is either going to find a replacement or it's going to crash and burn.
And if it, even if it, you know, they could just say maybe they won't have one this year and we'll see till at next year. But, you know, if they don't do one this year, who's to say they're going to do one next year because they don't have the money to do it?
Yeah, it's like rain. It's the rainforest problem.
Oh, yeah. So, anyone else got the closing words?
Well, Anthony England, I just heard. I remember one of the furries said she started a cult and came up to $150.
A cult?
Yeah, she started a cult on Reddit and 4chan on an Xbox or something like that, and she scammed up to $150. And that turned out to be true. It's from a panel.
Yeah. So yeah, just in the closing statements, I have to say, you know, the fandom needs a lot of work. A lot of things need a lot of work, and to do that, you know, we need to go back to our bases. You know, keep the politics out. We don't need fucking politics. The politics are
politics what's tearing. Everything.
Yeah, that's what's ruined. It ruined a lot of my friendships because of the Trump. You know,
rather it's just. I mean, that's basically a lesson in majority demographics, but yeah, the general consensus is politics shouldn't be front and center in a community like this.
Exactly. When we're just here to be animal peoples and enjoy animal peoples.
Like, we're talking animal fandom.
Yeah.
So, anyways... Thank you everyone who stuck around and watched the live show. We will be doing another one hopefully in 2 weeks. So yeah, thank you guys for watching, and thank you everyone who has participated into this week's episode. We will see y'all. So yeah, thanks guys for watching, and we'll see you guys later.
And under better circumstances too. Finding out.
Yes. Yes, we'll
see you guys.
Thanks, Laters. Everyone.
Wait.